song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Would you take Michael Vick on the Dallas Cowboys right now?
No. No, and I'm, you know what? No, and no, and I'm not, I don't like Tony Romo either. No. No, that's how much I am against Mike Vick.
And you're against Mike Vick, why?
I'm against Mike Vick because you err in judgment that big. You got 130 million reasons to not do dumb things, and you choose to do what he did. That's an embarrassment. And I know he's paid his price. I know he's went to jail. There comes a time where you've just got to let it go and move on. I haven't moved on yet. In my mind, I think there's still some retribution needs to be paid after what he did. He bankrolled, Derek was just talking about this, Doug. He bankrolled an entire operation of this Bad News Kennels. He was a bad guy for a long time. Now, maybe he got it together. Maybe he had time to sit and think about what he did and how awful it was. No, I'm not ready for Michael Vick. No, I did not want him on the Dallas Cowboys. No, no, no.
I think it'll be interesting if he's even going to be anywhere close to being in the physical. I don't think he'll ever be in the physical shape to play football again. I think you sit that long and are out of the game that long. I think that's tough to come back from. I think that, you know, 3 years, I think that's a long time. I mean, yeah, maybe he's pumping iron in prison, but seriously, it's just not the same. I don't know. I mean, the point is maybe he can get back to that. Who knows? But I think that's the biggest question mark. I guess I view this a little bit differently than some people.
He's young, Doug. He's young. He can be back in shape. I mean, he isn't Brett Favre out there at 39 years old going to be 40.
You just said he served the time for his crime. Evidently, he's not because he doesn't deserve a second chance. I'm trying to remember, has Michael Vick done anything else wrong ever? Of a nature where he got suspended at Virginia Tech? I mean, this is not a drug dealer. This is such a fine line. A crime is a crime. So I guess you can pit whatever you want. But we got Ray Lewis playing football. If Ray Lewis can play football, Michael Vick can play football.
Ray Lewis was not guilty. Michael Vick was guilty.
Uh-huh.
The vast,
really?
They're the
really?
Night and day.
Really?
Black and white.
Okay, all right.
Black and white. Not guilty, guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever. There's a lot of other athletes that we could go down the same road with.
I mean, the only thing I can think of Michael Vick, and certainly not in criminal nature, but he had some brushes with the fans and upset some people. I think that's when he got suspended for maybe a game when he told the fans they were number one coming off the field.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Your thoughts on the whole Michael Vick deal? I don't think it's a Michael Vick Atlanta Falcon Virginia Tech. I think it's not even necessarily a sports issue. You know what? Are you saying Michael Vick is not worthy of any job then? You're saying he shouldn't have an opportunity to do any job? I would think you would want to be able to do the job that you could do best when being brought back into society. And for him, that might be being an athlete, and that might be being an NFL football player. You know, if someone that was in your family was convicted of a crime, you're saying that you would not allow them to get back into society after they paid their debt to society?
No, I really think Michael Vick will get another chance.
No, that's not what I asked. You don't want to give him another chance.
Not yet.
Why? Exactly. That's the point. And I think that's the point that's being missed out here on the national realm of things. Somebody's always going to bitch and moan and complain no matter what this guy does. Those are the people that need to find a little bit more time than with their life than to be standing outside, pick whatever. They were talking about the San Francisco 49ers on Cowherd right before. They need to find something better to do than pick it outside of the old Candlestick or whatever it's called now where they play and worry about Michael Vick. Worry about yourself. Don't worry about Mike Vick. And that, and just kind of continue on like that. You know, if he's done, if he's paid the time for the crime, then let's move on. I mean, they keep dragging. This thing is going to be drug out until something else happens, until Brett Favre comes back, until, you know, the Yankees lose a game. You know, something's going to happen out here, but this is all they're going to talk about now.
When I think the one thing that angers a lot of people out there is when you get a sentence imposed of 2 to 25 years and it comes up on the bottom side of that and you think, yeah, this is a prime of his career. They made him go right away. They didn't postpone anything. When you give him that such a minute amount of the sentence, I think that's what's angered a lot of people. I mean, he could have went away for a lot longer than he did.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, the Dent Popper inbox. You know, Michael Vick just getting out of prison today. I just got out of the dentist chair. A lot of people think that's prison.
Similar.
Not so much.
No? Good.
Jackie always takes care of me.
Jackie's and a good girl up there.
Jackie's numero uno. That's right. Uno.
Did you get out of there no cavities? You good?
Ah, people. There's so few things I can do right, but I got a thumb up. I got a thumb up from Jack. Got a thumb up from Doc Jensen.
Cool.
It's all good. It's all good. The only problem was I about had to come out of the chair and slap Shane. First time ever.
Really?
Yeah, how's your golf game?
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Die!
We got delusional Husker fan on the line, guys. Has a comment or two on Michael Vick here.
Delusional. Whose side you on?
Well, kind of both, I guess. You would ask, would you want Michael Vick on the Cowboys?
So you've run for city council before then, haven't you?
You've
run for government office.
I'm a Cowboys fan myself. Hey, I've been a lifelong Cowboys fan. I wasn't that impressed with him as a quarterback. He's an athlete. He'd be a heck of a wide receiver, slot, something like that. But I think I'd rather have Sage Rosenfels at quarterback than I would Michael Vick.
I'm with you.
Well, that's... Okay, that's a point. I think that's different than what I'm saying. You know, that's what I, you know, he got to come back as an athlete, and no matter what he does, he's got to be good enough to make the team. There's no doubt about it.
He was a spectacular athlete. He was an awesome college quarterback. Pro, not so much. Would I want him on the Cowboys? Probably not. Does he deserve a second chance? Yeah, Ray Lewis, he did. He killed somebody. He's playing ball, but he was a great linebacker, and he's still a great linebacker.
You can't put the two in the same conversation.
Yes, you can.
No, it's not.
I'll tell you what. Ray Lewis, Plaxico Burress then. Who's worse? Ray Lewis was at the scene. Whatever you want to say, Ray Lewis had something to do with that. And I don't think anybody's really saying, he's just saying he didn't pull the, and Jim, thanks so much for the call. Always appreciate
sure.
it. Delusional Husker fan, firing in from Grand Island. And I will say this, I didn't have any problem with Michael Vick as a quarterback. Outstanding fantasy selection in about the seventh round. Just because he didn't drop back and throw 40 Peyton Manning, Tom Brady touchdown passes a year, don't tell me he didn't make the Atlanta Falcons a better football team, because he did.
Well, Arthur Blank thought he did. 130 million reasons why he thought he did. He gave him every opportunity.
John from Kearney on the line, guys.
John, Doug and Daddy's show. How's it going? What's up?
Well, I heard Daddy was going to get busted for the same thing because he was using a poodle for muskie bait the other day. Is that true?
Wow.
That's not true, John.
The first time I've ever heard poodle and muskie used in the same sentence.
You know what? It's no different than who was the running back from Tennessee that got busted and went to Cleveland for drugs, and he's back playing in the league.
Travis Henry.
Jamal Lewis, wasn't it? Yeah, Jamal Lewis, conspiracy okay. to
Jamal
traffic
Lewis.
Cocaine, I think
and
is what it was.
And they're reinstated right away, and they get a play. So, you know, and granted it was a dog, and it shouldn't have happened. But you know what? You just put really tight ropes on him and a zero-tolerance policy and let him go back at it. If he makes it, he makes it. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
I agree, John. Hey, thanks for the call.
Don't put him on the Raiders. We got enough problems already.
Oh,
which
boy.
Seems to be a likely fit.
John, well, the Raiders seem like, Dallas, although I think Jerry Jones maybe have been burnt enough. Minnesota, the Saints. I mean, look at and what does that say about the teams we're talking about? That he would fit those? That's a place Michael Vick might go. You don't see him talking about him going to the Patriots or the Dolphins or the Seahawks, maybe the Bears.
Now Roger Goodell's got to be the one to say you're fit to come back into our game and represent the league. How soon do you think that's going to happen?
Immediately. Really? Once again, this just comes back to when it does and when it should. I'm going with when it should. He served his time. The NFL is not greater than the United States, government legal system. Yeah. Come on. Some people think it is, but it's not. So, coming up on the show today, by the way, Andy Meyer is going to be among our guests. We're going to get to some of the high school talk, the college talk. One bizarre thing that just points out Nebraska's baseball season. But Michael Vick, I just kind of thought that it was interesting enough that they were talking about it. It's actually something that I thought was a little bit more than just football player or sports athlete and coming back to play.
Have you ever saw, and people that have been following Sports Center saw this, and Derek just got to see it, Kelly Knocke. They put her at the gates of Leavenworth. Really, nobody is getting any information. There's really nothing. They finally found out that he left at 4 o'clock. Nobody saw Michael Vick leave. No media. Of all the media members, they had media members at both entrances. Nobody saw him leave at 4 o'clock.
Well, there's ways in and out of the prison.
Well, yeah, there you go, Mr. Greenmile. No, that's whatever. The sewage tunnel.
That's Shawshank.
Shawshank, there you go.
Right.
But she has nothing to report, but the poor girl is just standing in the wind, and they keep asking her questions, and she has no way to respond to them.
Michael crawled through 500 yards of smelling foul. I don't even want to imagine.
Check it out on SportsCenter. It's pretty good. It's pretty good comedy. It really is.
Oh, you know what? Let's lighten the mood just a little bit. Let's lighten the mood just a little bit. You know why, Daddy? Mike Jacobs and Mark Tian hit back-to-back home runs off Kerry Wood, former Cub, and Willie Bloomquist. Cav the four-run ninth inning with a game-winning sacrifice fly as the Royals beat Cleveland 6-5 last night with a four-run ninth. David DeJesus triple to score pinch runner Mitch Meyer to tie it at 5.
Unbelievable comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Guy is stepping up, and he gets geeing out. There's one out to start things off, and you think, well, here goes another. Like Jamie Quirk said after the game, you expect that to happen against Kerry Wood, once every, 3, 4, 5 years.
Hey, the Indians got Kerry Wood. The Royals, let's see, the Indians got Kerry Wood, Baghdad Timmy's with the Cardinals, and, of course, we got Farnsworth. So,
We got the win last night, so...
Jesus.
First win of the year for Kyle Farnsworth.
How sick is that? Again, brought him into a no-win situation. Got the win. Brought him into a situation where you don't think he can hurt your team is what happened.
You get 3 innings out of Ramirez and him of scoreless baseball. You know what? That game, they give up a couple runs. The game's really over. It doesn't matter. You get back-to-back home runs. They kept the game within striking distance. They found a way.
When's the last time the Royals made a big comeback like that?
Trey Hillman said, and it certainly hadn't happened at home in his tenure there.
Exactly.
Great win. Hopefully. You get Mesh on the mound tonight, correct? I believe it. I'm sure it's Mesh and Carmona, I believe, for the Indians. So Royals favored in that. Mesh, though, only 2-4 record-wise, which sucks. But he's going to get her going tonight, and the Royals give me a lot better mood. The Indians' bullpen.
Well, they don't score for Gill. Again, don't look at the win. I mean, win-loss, ERA, it's all right there. He did have a rough outing last time, so we'll see.
I think he's got about a 4.5 ERA, though, doesn't he?
Shh. That's pretty good. He's in Kansas City. Shh. Quiet. Shh. Shh.
4.6 ERA. It is Mesh. Mesh and Carmona. Yeah, 2-4.
It'll be lower than that after. Tomorrow at this time, that ERA will be lower.
21-18.
Lakers 1, Nuggets 0. Pretty good ball game last night, but they got to quit letting them punch each other.
Awfully rough ball game. I did not realize, and that's my fault because I don't watch enough NBA basketball, how Carmelo Anthony, I told these guys before the show, he gets right in the middle.
And by these guys, you mean the studio audience?
Yes.
Okay.
He gets right in the middle of it, Doug. He's in there battling with the big boys, and he, you know, he's 240, they said, 240, maybe 250, but 6 foot, what, seven, Derek?
He's 6'9".
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. I failed to realize that as well, but he's in there with the seven-footers, getting rebounds, going back up strong, getting fouls called. He had a whale of a game. Kobe, though, is just sick. To throw up that crap, he hits the front of the rim.
How about Chauncey Billups crap in the last minute? You kidding me?
Well, the fadeaway three-pointer.
Fadeaway. You couldn't hit that open in a horse game. Good Lord.
Well, you know what? Give Kobe great. You know, he was the offensive of production. But is it Azeri? What's his?
Ariza,
see? Ariza and Derek Fisher down the stretch. Both bury threes when they collapse on Kobe and he just kicks it out. Those, are you kidding me? Derek freaking Fisher.
You know what that makes them? Winners.
Found a way to get it done. Found a way to get it done, and that's, you know, I guess I could not believe. I figured Carmelo be basically a perimeter player. He's in the mess. His body's going to feel like he just came out of a brawl last night.
I think he averaged pretty close to 10 boards a game this year. I think he's right around 9 for the year, I think. A little under, maybe.
Game 2 tomorrow night. Game 1, Cleveland, a 9-point favorite over Orlando this evening. We will take a break. Coming up, a lot more to talk about, and a UNK track team is down in Texas. We'll catch up with Coach Andy Meyer right after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
They say that in a dog-eat-dog economy, the Doberman is boss. Well, then, be that Doberman instead of a whimpering toy poodle. Take a big bite out of life and get out and have some fun this summer with a new motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha. Check out the entire stock of Yamaha Star Motorcycles. If you're not sure about a new Star Motorcycle, check out Kearney Yamaha's huge selection of pre-owned bikes. With a motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha, you can be the big dog on the road.
This is Dave Saylor, and I bought my first bike from Kearney Yamaha 11 months ago. I have already put 12,000 miles on my bike. Owning a bike has added an entirely new dimension to my life.
Stop by Kearney Yamaha today and see exactly how owning a motorcycle can enhance your life. So what are you waiting for? Don't be a wimp. Be the big dog and leave your worries out on the road with a new Yamaha Star motorcycle, or choose from over 30 pre-owned bikes in stock. Get out and live life to the fullest with a motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha. Open till 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Before podcasts, if you missed the Doug and Daddy show, they used to have to come to your house.
Were we expecting a visit from the Tooth Fairy?
And try to repeat everything.
I don't have time today to play What's My Line.
Now when you log out to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Don't touch your computer. Don't ever touch the computer.
You can listen to or download the latest Doug and Daddy show.
Yes, I pressed that button like 100 times.
Doug and Daddy.
I'm telling you, this thing won't print.
Online. Podcasts. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in Kearney.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat, plus there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
We'll stay sunny to partly cloudy across the area throughout the day today with a slight chance of a shower storm late in the day with highs around 90. Southwest wind stay at around 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers and storms developing with lows around 56 with variable winds 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 75.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. They're just finishing up some planting, Daddy. The dust is flying. It is flying.
Dust is flying. Tomorrow, rains could come in. We don't know. Thunderstorms expected in the area. A high of about 67 degrees. You get 3 inches of rain. Things crust up.
What are you smelling?
Damn it, I can replant those things. I hate replanting. Dynagro's got soybeans for you. Calm down. 1-800-652-9298.
Is that success I smell?
That's Dynagro you smell. The best recommendations for Dynagro customers.
Lauren D-Man Kaiser, is that what I smell?
About selecting the right product. They also include proper product placement for your soil and environment. Let me break that down for you. I'm going to break it down for you.
Stop.
The soil by Daddy. Wind River is different than the soil by Broken Bow. Soil by Broken Bow is different than soil by Holdridge. And it's different by Bertrand. Different by Ord.
Well, we don't let you mess with the soil at Ord. You don't mess
much
with
darker,
God's
much
country.
Lush. Okay,
God's
what?
God's country, yeah.
But they've got the right soybeans
for your
farming
effort. I'll be messing
enough
with the soil in Ord this weekend. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Ord open.
Do you think they could You got something I could replant on the golf course up at Ord this weekend?
Probably some Everlast alfalfa.
Good God, it's going to be embarrassing.
1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagro Seeds dealer today. They've still got soybeans for you if you have to replant some. Check it out today. Dynagro is growing more acres planted Dynagro this year than ever before. Call them today.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Ken, H-Man has left us. Now Ken hates everything. I told you, dorks, last year that Michael Vick would get out of the Hooskow soon. I think my least favorite player belongs on my least favorite team, don't you? On another point, I realize Denny Matthews has been with the Royals a long, long time. However, I really think he's better suited to do a live broadcast of a funeral than a baseball game. Did he just take a shot at the Hall of Famer? Did he? Oh, I'm going to have to fix the battery on Denny. Poor Denny. Hall of Fame, Ken. You ever smack him? You're about ready to get blocked. Jim Rome blocked is about what's ready to go down on you. In the blocks in San Angelo, Texas, the UNK track and field team getting ready for the Division II Outdoor Championships. And we are pleased to be joined once again. As always, the head loper, Andy Meyer, joins us. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Well, people are agitated up here because the wind's blowing. How's it down there? Are we ready to have some good weather for outdoor?
I tell you what, it's 80 degrees and sunny and no wind down here. It's just beautiful.
It's unbelievable. See, it is. It's just unbelievable. Superior kid makes good, goes down, enjoys. We're looking for some kids to make good this weekend. Andy, we always talk indoor to outdoor. Your season so far and I guess how it went from the kids that made indoor nationals to outdoor nationals.
Well, I think it's going real well. We've got most of them down here with us. The only one that's not is Dane Toby, but he had some injuries and surgery. He'll be with us next year. But other than that, we've got really a good group, and I think the qualifying as far as the choosing and the selection was friendly to us, so we're happy to have as many qualified as we do.
Andy, we talk about this every time we have you on, but the amount of Nebraska kids which you are able to get qualified, there's only one Colorado Springs kid out of 11.
And a Kansas kid.
Well, Phillipsburg, hell, that's Nebraska. there's 10
Chinese
out of the 11.
They got Chinese food there. Did you know that? It's a good restaurant.
There's 10 out of 11 from right here in our backyard.
That's right. And that's one thing, you know, I probably give you the same response every time, but you really, as a coach, you really take pride in seeing these Nebraska kids qualify and achieve this kind of success. At the college level, and I think UNK is just a great opportunity for those kids to do that. You know, as a coach, you take, like I said, you take a lot of pride in developing these kids and giving them opportunities to you know, see these things and achieve these kind of, you know, goals. And a lot of these kids, like mentioned, you know, the young man from Colorado Springs, whether it's him or a kid from Grand Island, you know, weren't necessarily outstanding athletes in high school. May not even have been state qualifiers, but it's a lot of fun to see these type of kids, you know, make the national meet and be among, you know, the top in the nation in Division II.
Andy, two seniors, Kelly Dring and Michelle May, have done great things indoor and outdoor. Start with Kelly. She's got the third overall mark, 19.9 in the long jump. Is it possible? How far are the marks ahead of her for her to bring home that gold medal?
Well, you know, it's just like anything. It comes down to doing well at the meet. You know, a lot of the, as with any event, and Kelly's a perfect example, getting here is a lot of the challenge. And once you get here, and obviously Kelly's just a veteran. She's a five-time All-American for us. And, you know, she's been in the heat of battle at the national meet a lot of times. And if anybody's going to come through and have a chance to do it, it's her. So, you know, our hopes are high for Kelly. And, you know, this is her last go-around, and I think she's going to put it all on the line.
Andy Meyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're down in Texas getting ready for the Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships. 11 kids are on hand. Who's spiked here lately for you, Andy? Who's doing their best right now? Obviously, some kids put these provisional marks and these qualifying marks in a little earlier in the season. Who's hot right now for you?
Well, I tell you, Kelly, I think Kelly's as hot as anybody. I think Drew Onan, another guy that's got a good shot at doing well in the discus. Really, you can't rule out any of them. Obviously, during the outdoor season, the weather is a factor, and you know we've had challenging spring as any spring, but it's looking, you know, as I was saying, weather's going to be beautiful down here, so there's really, that's not going to be a factor. It the stage is really set to have a great meet, and the last time we were at San Angelo, Texas, we had just some tremendous performances, and I don't expect anything less here.
Andy, really building, though, this team towards next year with eight juniors on it.
Right. We've kind of talked about that a little bit. And you hate to count your chickens before they hatch, but, you know, the potential for next year's class as far as qualifying national-level athletes is up there for us. You know, I feel pretty good about getting 11 here this year. That's actually more than I would have thought earlier in the year, but things are looking pretty bright, but you can't get too overly confident because injuries happen and, you know, unforeseen circumstances, but we're looking forward to it.
Andy Meyer joins us here for another couple moments on the Doug and Daddy Show. Three kids in one event, and that's the hammer throw, and we say time and time again, kids that want to do well in the weights come to UNK because of your background and the way that you coach and teach these kids, but is that highly unusual to have three kids from one school in the same event?
It's pretty rare. I mean, you do see it from time to time at the national meet, and I feel pretty fortunate to have those three guys in the same event because, you know, like I mentioned, none of those guys were recruited as hammer throwers, you know, and just to see them continue to improve this season and really work together and just feed off each other has been a lot of fun. They do just a great job of competing, but helping each other, and it's been neat. It's been a neat experience for them, and I think that's going to continue down the road because they're all three of them are young, and they're going to have another shot at this.
Well, Andy, I think it's even more strange that they're all within about 5 feet of one another.
Yeah, they are, and you know, there's a lot of guys in the meet that are kind of in the same boat as them as far as the level of competitiveness, and it's really kind of going to come down to who shows up because, you know, I think any one of those guys has got a chance to be in the top eight. But to be honest with you, I'm just happy the two of them are here. Brandon Carlene was here last year, so he got his feet wet at the national meet last year. Didn't have a great experience with it, but I think, you know, he's got that experience this year, and you know, we're expecting a little more out of Brandon. But, you know, for Nick and Rich just to be here, I think is an outstanding accomplishment for both of those guys.
Andy, last thought. I don't know how many kids you can actually touch on, but how is the recruiting process going? Do you got a lot of kids coming in for the next season?
We've got quite a few. I wouldn't say our recruiting class is as big as it was last year. We had just a tremendous recruiting class this last year, this year's freshman class. But it's going well. There's still some kids out there that we're kind of waiting on, but we feel pretty good about the crew we've got coming in. I think it's gonna add quite a bit to our team, and you know, give us some depth in some areas where you know we might be a little weak right now, and you can always use that.
Do you have time for fun down there at all?
You know, we're gonna have a little bit. It's gonna be pretty busy. Our days are fairly full. I don't know how much fun there is in San Angelo, Texas. it's not my first choice for places to go to have fun, but we'll find something to do.
Well, enjoy the beautiful weather. Best of luck to you and the kids, Andy. We always appreciate your time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great summer.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Take care. Coach Andy Meyer, UNK track team down at the Division IIs. Of course, on the local scene, high school track gets going, which is a rarity. Usually, Coach Meyer gets to go see some of that before they take off. Not the case here. Tennis tomorrow, golf going on. We'll touch on all that. But
I'm going to stop you. How do you know there's a Chinese place in Phillipsburg, Kansas?
There used to be.
Really?
I think there still is.
1-888-455-3776. If you could confirm or deny a Chinese place in Phillipsburg, Kansas, we'd sure like to know about it here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What's the mascot of Phillipsburg?
Panthers.
There you go. See, how do you know that?
You know what?
Home of Kansas is big rodeo.
Phillipsburg, Kansas is the only place I know you can go to the Pizza Hut and get a thin personal pan pizza.
Oh, that's something only Daddy would know, literally.
You can get a thin personal pan pizza at the Phillipsburg Pizza Hut.
Because it's... whatever you want. It's always Daddy's way.
And I
want you to know, if there's not a Chinese... there used to be, so I can't...
Okay, we got somebody calling, I think. No.
Somebody from... could be our first call from Phillipsburg, Kansas. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, don't forget, with the Memorial Day coming up, kids getting out of school, it's time to get ready for summer, and Misco Sports has the gear you need. T-shirts, shorts, brand new pair of shoes, maybe just a baseball hat. And of course, if your kids are out for baseball and softball, they've got all the gear you need. Or if mom and dad are playing ball as well, it doesn't matter. Little League to big boys and girls, baseball, softball, they've got the bats, the balls, the gloves, whatever you need. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing all the area athletes good luck at state this week and congratulating Kearney High on their successful soccer campaign this past week as well.
We got Ben from Alma on the line, guys.
Alma, very close to the Kansas border.
About 22 miles
from Wilson. That's close to Harlan, right?
Yes, right on Harlan.
Which is a big reservoir.
Second biggest in the state. Ben, what's going on?
Oh, not much. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. Is there a Chinese place in Phillipsburg, Kansas?
Yeah, it's called the City Walk.
Hello! Hello!
The City Walk. Very, very nice.
And can you get your own personal pan pizza thin at the Pizza Hut there as well?
I'll bet you that's spelled W-O-K, people.
Huh? Yep.
Huh? City Walk. Ben, you're the best, buddy.
Thank you.
See ya. He's probably out there catching fish right now. This is insane. So there you go. More useless trivia here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What? Knowledge. I'm not even sure it's trivia, just
what
knowledge.
What is the name of this?
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest growing company there. And how are they doing it? With a $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XVT series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
Hi, welcome to Radio Shack. How can I help you?
Well, my son needs a speaker thing for his new iPod.
Oh, like this GigaWare high-performance docking speaker.
Yeah, that's it. And my daughter wants a no-hands earpiece for her new phone.
Sure, we have quite a few Bluetooth headsets to choose from.
Oh, and I need a connector cord to join my Blu-ray player to my HD TV.
No problem. This HDMI cable, this will give you the best possible picture and sound.
Perfect.
We speak accessories, so make the most of your electronics at Radio Shack.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball this summer is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
1-0 to Jesus, and the pitch. Lined right center field in the alley and to the fence. Here comes Meyer around third. The game is tied. DeJesus to second. He's on his way to third. He will make it sliding.
Summer and baseball. Kansas City Royals all summer long on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll stay sunny to partly cloudy across the area throughout the day today with a slight chance of a shower storm late in the day with highs around 90. Southwest wind stay at around 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers and storms developing with lows around 56 with variable winds 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 75.
Back home again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Jim Nabors.
Golly!
Oh, good God. Are you going to follow this up with his?
Really?
It's unbelievable. Why are we playing that again, Daddy?
Oh, Indy 500 coming up this weekend.
Who's in that?
There's probably some Foyts, some Buddy Rices. Danica Patrick's, people like that. You know what? You can watch that at the Chicken Coop. Hey, if you're wondering where to go for lunch, you want a home-style lunch specials, why would you go anywhere else? Hot beef sandwiches, chicken fried steak, or chicken fried chicken, all special, served with mashed potatoes, gravy, and a dinner roll. Call today for the special. Also, come on out anytime. Check out the Major League Baseball package. They've got all the games on all season long. You can watch baseball from every seat in the house. Check out the Chicks.
What?
Well, I was going back with Chicken Coop, but then the Coop's Great Burgers are there as well. 7 ounces of ground chuck, onion seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Fries, potato salad, coleslaw right beside them.
You're thinking about mushroom Bobby, burger. Weren't you?
I was thinking about that chicken tender hoagies. That's actually where I was going. But rack of ribs. Try a steak at night, too. Very, very good. Not a bad seat in the house. Chicken Coop, conveniently located downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island.
And now, another great moment in Doug and Daddy history.
The scene that I can see, the new moon candlelight, still shining bright to the sycamore for me.
What is this?
The fresh mown hay and all its fragrance.
You have no idea.
It's a scene that I can see when I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash in my Indiana home. That's something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of sycamores, Wabash, and freshly mown hay. It's a lot of freshly mown hay.
Good Lord.
A lot of fragrances of freshly mown hay.
How messed up were you at the Indy 500? Because I got a buddy going this year, so...
Oh, it's a disaster waiting to happen.
So what you're hoping for is rain delays?
No, you do not. That makes it prolonged to agony.
Daddy, Peter up at UNK sent this to me a couple of days ago. Who's your favorite Division II college?
University of Nebraska-Kearney.
Okay.
Undoubtedly.
And which Division II college do you despise the most?
The BUNO.
Who's second?
Second.
You gotta think about it.
Grand Valley State.
Hello. To make Big Daddy's Day, Grand Valley won its regional and has made the D2, which is Division II Baseball World Series. Also this weekend, they finish as the national runners-up in women's golf.
Unbelievable.
A school that's like 13 times bigger than Rice and Wake Forest. Grand Valley State. They're heading to the Division II Baseball World Series.
Well, we looked up their website when they got 22 or 24,000 students. It's unbelievable. Division II. Congratulations. By the way, thanks so much for that, Peter. By the way, Tom called in and said the Chubby Pickle Sandwich Shop is also in Phillipsburg, Kansas.
Whoa, okay. And I picked up a few more things. If you're going into Phillipsburg, Kansas, they've got a Pizza Hut, like you said.
And you can get, like I said, you get personal pan thin pizzas there.
They've got the Chubby Pickle. They've got Winchell's. Branding Iron 2, Shelly Ann's, Willer's at the Brook. Now, see, there's something I think we should invest in. Chicken Inn and White's Food Liner. So there you go. That's just a few of the restaurants if you happen to be going to Phillipsburg for today or the weekend.
I believe Shelly Ann's a little bar on the, it would be the west side of the street. I actually went to University of Nebraska-Kearney, a Fort Hays State basketball game. A few years back, we stopped there on the way home. Shelly Ann's, I believe.
There you go. All right. That's enough Phillipsburg for today. Congratulations to Nate Yeager, named a third-team All-American men's golf. The Lexington native plays for Nebraska Wesleyan. Not as close last night for the Holdridge girls as we had hoped. Just too much in the first half from Omaha Scutt. But still, a big thumbs up, breaking ground in school history this area of the state history, a first ever to make it to the state finals. So congratulations to Coach Larson and his girls, the entire team, the Lady Dusters of Holdridge.
There's our favorite Class B team at the state tournament.
3-0. So the final ranking came out today from the Lincoln Journal-Star. No one from the area in Class A. North Platte made it in from the A7 district, ranked 9th in Class B. Scutt was ranked number 1, and Holdridge, who they had 10th going into the districts, they put them 2nd, and Hastings, they placed them 6th
nice.
In Class B. So congratulations. Also, district golf wrapped up yesterday. The state meet is next Wednesday and Thursday, Class A and B in Lincoln, Class C and D in Kearney. C is at Meadowlark, D is at the Kearney Country Club. And in Class D yesterday.
Oh, no. Are we going?
No, let's go to Class C first. Because I know we got some We Are the Champions coming up here. Hastings, St. Cecilia, they're good at everything right now. The boys win the district with a 317. Grand Island Central Catholic a 320. Kearney Catholic with a 324. All the non-parochial schools did not qualify.
Well,
yikes. There's a firebomb waiting to happen. Superior was 6 shots back in 4th, followed by Gibbon, Wood River, and St. Paul. Jeremy Merman of St. Cecilia wins it with a 72. Cody Butler of Superior was 2nd with a 73, also qualifying individually. Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon, who finished 5th. Matt Glow of Wood River, well, he didn't win.
5th.
And Ken Stone of St. Paul also qualify individually.
What do you shoot to finish 5th?
77.
Bad round.
77 at Jackrabbit. Well, for mere mortals.
I mean, probably. Right. I'm sure he's
still on the range right now.
He's devastated by that.
In Class D, District 4 at Cambridge, where you said it would be probably one of the toughest districts in any class.
What's the worst score?
460. With the team championship, 337, the Bertrand Vikings.
Oh. Another trophy going home.
What's going on down there? What's going on down there? The Vikings are starting to, we're mentioning them quite a bit here the last couple school years.
They're starting to percolate a little bit.
Cambridge 2nd, Alma 3rd. How about Matt Thomas coming out of Sand Hills Thedford playing on the real grass greens and shoots 76? And Mark Larson of Overton qualified individually as well.
That'd be an average 115, 460. Not very good, boys.
So there you go. State tennis begins tomorrow. There are a ton of kids from the area that are going to be competing. We talked with Coach Troy Salisbury at Kearney High yesterday. Let's take a look at Class B, where Kelsey Ondrick of Lexington is 47-0 and the number one player in Class B. She hopes to bring that home this weekend. The number one doubles team is out of Kearney Catholic, Molly Heaney and Ellen Baldwin. You take a look at number two singles. Tara Maloli of Lexington, number two. Jamie Wells of Holdridge, number three. And in the number two doubles, Grand Island Central Catholics, Steph Brand and Jess Bender are the number two seed. Hannah Hoosman and Kelly Messbarger of Kearney Catholic are the number four seed. You know, we mentioned how families somewhere along the way can somehow and some ways really help. You know, Ron Messbarger and his kids have really done such a great job. Why do you think UNK was playing in the Sweet 16? Well, there's a couple of Messbargers on there helping out. I mean, it's always a team effort, but the time that he's put in, you know, Les Livingston up at Kearney High, and we always say they're the lesser known sports, maybe the lesser publicized sports. If it's not football or basketball or maybe even volleyball, they don't seem to get talked about as much. But boy, these guys, these gentlemen, their families have done such a great job. And it's that way in a variety of towns around Nebraska. But again, they do such a great job. So good luck to all the girls as they head to Omaha and Lincoln this weekend.
Well, I know Tara Maloli qualified a year ago and did very, very well at the state tournament. I was thinking, well, she's surely number 47-0 is your number one singles player from. Actually, no, Tara Maloli, Dad and Mike, right, got a cabin right next to my buddy Jim's at the lake.
Where's your cabin?
I've got interest in several cabins at the lake. I don't pay anything, but I just I adopt share.
Well, I heard that you
I adopt
do pay
shares.
Rent. You do pay rent. They recycle the aluminum, and it usually takes care of it. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now through May 31st at the Home Depot, buy any Energy Star rated window and you could get a federal tax credit up to $1,500. While waiting for your tax return, start enjoying up to 15% lower energy bills. A nice little deduction in itself. It all starts with an Energy Star tax credit up to $1,500 now through May 31st. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Visit homedepot.com/tax credit or see tax advisor for details.
They say that in a dog-eat-dog economy, the Doberman is boss. Well then, be that Doberman instead of a whimpering toy poodle. Take a big bite out of life and get out and have some fun this summer with a new motorcycle from Carney Yamaha. Check out the entire stock of Yamaha Star motorcycles. If you're not sure about a new Star motorcycle, check out Carney Yamaha's huge selection of pre-owned bikes. With a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha, you can be the big dog on the road.
This is Dave Saylor, and I bought my first bike from Kearney Yamaha 11 months ago. I have already put 12,000 miles on my bike. Owning a bike has added an entirely new dimension to my life.
Stop by Kearney Yamaha today and see exactly how owning a motorcycle can enhance your life. So what are you waiting for? Don't be a wimp. Be the big dog and leave your worries out on the road with the new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Or choose from over 30 pre-owned bikes in stock. Get out and live life to the fullest with a motorcycle from Kearney Yamaha. Open till 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll stay sunny to partly cloudy across the area throughout the day today with a slight chance of a shower storm late in the day with highs around 90. Southwest wind stay at around 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for showers and storms developing with lows around 56 with variable winds 10 to 15. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 75. Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger. Get
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Breaking news at the top of last hour. You heard it on SportsCenter. Amy Mickelson, the wife of Phil Mickelson, diagnosed with breast cancer. The three-time major champion says he'll suspend his PGA Tour schedule indefinitely. Mickelson dropping out of the Byron Nelson and was going to defend his title next week at Colonial. So bad news for that crew. Hopefully things work out. Jose Maria Olazabal will be elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame. So there's a couple of golf notes for you. Matt Slosson signs a four-year deal with the Jets.
You know, great deal for him because I think a lot of people questioned whether he would make the squad or not.
By the way, Terry Francona sounds a lot like Bill Callahan. Just think about it. He was on talking about Big Poppy this morning. He sounded like Callahan.
I got something here you put in front of me a couple days ago.
I got one more thing for you. In fact, why don't you go? You hit that first. Why don't you hit that?
This is actually an AP story from a couple days ago out of Brussels, which is Belgium.
Jim Rome did make this his final burn last night, but you had it first. You had it first.
The Belgian bodybuilding championship was canceled after doping officials showed up and all the competitors fled. That's right. The doping official said bodybuilders just grabbed their gear and ran off when he came into the room. I have never seen anything like it and hope never to see anything like it again, doping official Hans Koeman said. 20 bodybuilders were entered in the weekend competition. Koeman says the sport has a history of doping, and this incident didn't do its reputation any good. So apparently the bodybuilders all were doped up and, well, unbelievable. All 20 of them. Nobody stuck around for the competition.
You ever thought about being a bodybuilder?
No.
You got a lot of body you could build something with.
You ain't a kidding on that.
The Big 12 tournament is underway, and in the bottom of the eighth, Kansas State, the home team, has just taken a 5-4 lead over Kansas. It was scoreless going into the fifth. Kansas scored three in the sixth. Kansas State scored three in the sixth. Kansas scored three in the seventh. Single runs in the seventh and eighth. Kansas State 5 and Kansas 4 right now. In the bottom of the eighth, Kansas State still batting in the Big 12 tournament. Now, yesterday, the all-conference team came out, and Kansas State's Brad Hill is the coach of the year. A.J. Morris of Kansas State, pitcher of the year. J.T. Wise of Oklahoma, the player of the year. You know, usually you see whatever first team, whatever second team, and then the teams that stink, they get like four or five honorable mention. Tyler Farst is the only Husker to be mentioned, and he is honorable mention. That's it. Oklahoma State missed the tournament. They have three. Baylor has three. Everybody has three or more. Not Nebraska. One player.
Well, who would you put on there?
Were they that horrid? Wasn't Bill Fonte knocking it out of the park at the beginning of the year all over the place?
He was terrible. Terrible.
I don't know. I just, wow. Wow, that is, wow.
He was abysmal from the middle of the year on. Just wow. Not there.
One other golf note. It's time to qualify for the U.S. Open. And, of course, they have local qualifying on to sectional qualifying. Well, a bunch of former Nebraska and current Nebraska players teed it up at Arbor Links yesterday. That had to be fun in that wind. Judd Cornell still shot 71. Mike Coatman and Brandon Crick out of McCook shot 72. They move on. Former Kearney Country Club pro John Peterson shot 72 but lost out in the a playoff, he will be the first alternate to go to the sectional qualifying. And as I look at this field, there's going to be a few of these guys in Ord this weekend.
Shellpepper coming to Ord?
Kyle Shellpepper. He shot 74 at Arbor Links. I'll see what he shoots up the real track.
Compared to Ord and Arbor Links.
Bring it, Pep. Bring it, Pep.
That's so great.
Pete there. Pep there. There's a couple other guys there. Chad Lydiot, current Kearney Country Club pro, participated. I won't tell him what you shot, Chad. Won't do it. Won't do it. So just want to say thumbs up. Best of luck while you're out there. Tomorrow on the program, I guess we're ready to get out of here for today, unless you got something to say, Derek.
Nope. We're good.
You like T.O. in Buffalo?
Yeah, hey, he's doing all the right things, saying all the right things so far, so I can't complain.
We want to thank Andy Meyer, UNK track coach, for joining us on the program today. The folks that called and emailed in about Michael Vick and all the rest of the stuff we talked about today. Among our guests tomorrow, Kearney High track coach Roger Matheson. They are primed to make another run at a state championship. And let's face it, Roger's on tomorrow. You think we got time for anything else? No.
About two questions apiece.
Roger Matheson going to join us and probably a few other special guests on the program as well tomorrow. Don't forget to fire off your emails anytime to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed any of the show or any of our interviews, check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of Maloft and, of course, the Courtyard when the weather's nice at ESPNSuperstation.com.
And don't forget to pick up some Chinese food while you're in Phillipsburg, Kansas, or stop by the Chubby Pickle as well. Home of the Panthers. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's just under Nebraska, the ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.